From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Senior administration and Pentagon officials have just wrapped up a meeting at the White House. They were meeting for a strategy session on Afghanistan. Missing from that meeting was a top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, who's in the hot seat for making disparaging remarks in a magazine interview. We have more on this from NPR's Jackie Northam.
General McChrystal was expected to attend the Afghanistan strategy meeting at the White House, but that changed after a morning meeting with President Obama. The two men held a 30-minute closed-door session. The president is reportedly angry over an article in Rolling Stone magazine in which McChrystal and a close group of aides mocked and criticized not only Mr. Obama, but many senior members of his cabinet. The president said he wanted to talk personally with McChrystal before making any decision as to whether he should be removed from his post as top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. No word yet on McChrystal's fate. He left the White House through a side door after his meeting with President Obama without making any comment. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. advances to the second round of the World Cup with a 1-0 win over Algeria. To that, everyone erupted in cheers.
There it is, the moment, deep, deep into the match to give the USA surely a place in the last 16.
A lot of excitement, as we've been hearing on ESPN. NPR's Mike Pesca has been in the middle of the celebration in Johannesburg.
About 2,000 Americans are just jumping up and down right outside the stadium. And I'm only at one exit, so I can only believe this is being replicated at all four exits.
NPR's Mike Pesca reporting. More oil is spilling into the Gulf right now. BP had to remove its main collection cap after a mishap with a robotic submarine. More details from NPR's Richard Harris.
The main funnel had been collecting up to 17,000 barrels of oil a day, but earlier today, BP pulled it off the well as a precaution. The National Incident Commander says it appears the cap was bumped by a robotic submarine. As a result, it appeared that natural gas was starting to make its way up a hose that normally carries warm water down to the funnel. BP was worried that could create a safety hazard for the drillship Enterprise, so they pulled the cap off the top of the well. The incident commander says they may be able to put the collection cap back on later today, or it could take longer if it's been clogged with methane ice. A second ship is still collecting 10,000 barrels of oil a day from a pipe that comes out the side of the damaged blowout preventer. But at the moment, most of the oil from the blown-out well is spewing into the ocean. Richard Harris, NPR News.
An international attempt at limiting whale hunting is at an impasse. That enables Japan, Iceland, and Norway more time to keep hunting, perhaps hundreds of mammals a year. The three whaling nations offered to limit their catch, but they're against ending whale hunting altogether. On Wall Street, Dow is up 3 points at 10,296. This is NPR. The Senate Rules Committee's been hearing testimony on a parliamentary maneuver known as the secret hold. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is trying to get rid of the rule, which allows any member to delay Senate business anonymously. Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio has more.
McCaskill says her fellow senators are abusing secret holds by delaying dozens of presidential nominations. In particular, she says holdups in judicial confirmations are hurting the federal court system. The Democrat also says secret holds are counter to the principle of open government.
This is not the right message that we should be sending from the United States Capitol. That secrecy is part of our government.
The Senate passed a rule against secret holds 3 years ago, but McCaskill says there was no way to enforce it. McCaskill got 67 senators to sign a letter opposing secret holds, but she's seeking even more support. The Senate, she says, is often slow to change its traditions. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Hurricane Celia is gaining strength again. It's up to a Category 2, about 700 miles south of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center in Miami predicts the storm, with top winds near 100 miles per hour, will head farther out to sea. Forecasters are also keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Darby, which is gaining strength in the Pacific south of Mexico. New home sales have plummeted. Last month, sales dropped at a record 33% in May. That hit a record low, and that's been affecting U.S. stocks, although we are starting to see gains. Dow's up 5 points now at 10,299. NASDAQ down 5 at 2,257. This is NPR.